And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay. This is the last week, the tail end of this Black Hole Summer 2019. So we're going to be mourning that and celebrating that and enjoying that. Let's get it started with Cement Shoes. This song is called Unite the Right in Hell.
Oh,
That was Cement Shoes from Richmond, Virginia. That first song was called Unite the Right in Hell, and then after that we had Satanic Soul Picnic. Those are the first two tracks off of the 2 LP from 2019. That's T-O-O. This is the tail end of summer. This is the last week in August is when I'm recording this. And something I wanted to do kind of to round out the end of summer is I've always liked just plopping in a tape and letting it ride. Kind of, it's nice weather to go for a walk, take music outside and enjoy it. So I want to spend tonight just letting a tape breathe, put it in and let it go. So we listened to the beginning of that Cement Shoes album. I want to keep it going with a band called Blotter from Austin. Let's listen to the first couple tracks off of their demo from 2012. This first song is called Intro. We'll be right back.
my psyche. Dilute the subtle thoughts between myself and everyone here. Confidence is best when shared. But here's depth of thought.
Thank you.
that's a really good one. I've really been flying on this new record from the band Slugger from Santa Rosa. The new record is called Let the Good Times Rot, and that song was called Sell It to Your Friends. It's a nice, long track. We started off that block with Blotter. That was the first three songs off their demo from 2012, their demo cassette. That was the song Intro, then the song All Dogs Go to War, and then the song Nothing Left to Learn. Once again, my name is Michael from the North Bay. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is the kind of the end of the 2019 Black Hole Summer. It's been a pretty surreal, weird summer for me. And it's always a bittersweet time when you move into September and move into the fall. So I wanted to have that one last opportunity to skate and listen to my Suicidal Tendencies tape. So speaking of that, let's keep it going with another great cassette from 2015. This is the band Mind Violence. From their MVEP, we're going to start it off with the song Blood Pact.
We'll be right back.
That was Pink Guitars with the song On the Inside from the On the Inside EP from this year. I wanted to start it off nice and harsh and then kind of chill it out by the end of it. We started with the first couple songs off of Mind Violence's MV EP from 2015. That first song was Blood Pact, and then the song Smokescreen, and then the song Scratch the Surface. And they really bash it over the head. They're from Newfoundland. After that, we went to the band Detroit 442. Is it Detroit 442? Detroit 442? That song was called We Stand Defiant from the We Stand Defiant LP that just came out. They were just got a write-up in the magazine. You can find that online right now. And I think in the review, it said that they're indebted to Dead Boys. And yeah, I hear that. I agree with that. That big beefy guitar sound kind of fits in with that. So moving from super hardcore to kind of bruiser party punk to this nice indie, that was a cool way to end that block. Once again, my name is Michael from the North Bay. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. It's been a surreal summer. It's been pretty strange. In the next couple of weeks, the fucking Misfits are going to be playing again. Like, the original lineup of the Misfits are going to be playing in Oakland. And they're playing at the basketball stadium, and tickets are fucking $300. So it's a weird toss-up of whether or not it's worth it. It's that excitement of, fuck, that the band that totally changed my life is actually getting back together. But is it really the same thing? Is it the same experience as what the original Misfits would be? So that was kind of a bummer to have that carrot dangled and then see if maybe if it's even worth it or not. And then a couple few weeks ago, fucking Mr. Bungle is going to do a run of shows. And not only that, they're going to be doing the Raging Wrath of the Easter Bunny, like, in its entirety. So not just the hits, not just the radio stuff, not just what they became. They're going back to their roots, and they're going to play that first cassette in its entirety. That's the show that I was hoping for. That's the kind of get the band back together thing that I can absolutely get behind. So in that same vein, we're listening to different hardcore cassettes today. I want to go back and listen to Mr. Bungle. I want to listen to that first demo, and it's pretty surprising that it kind of stacks up with what's going on today. So this is the song Sudden Death by Mr. Bungle off the Raging Wrath of the Easter Bunny demo from 1986.
Battles, wounded in the air. Never wait to live a life, never thought of it. What am I, real? Never was not to be. Thank you.
Hell yeah. That was the band Enemy. The last two songs were off their four songs cassette. It was the first two songs on that. We just heard the song Lies. We started that block off with Mr. Bungle with the song Sudden Death. It's a nice, big, long, really intense song. I forgot how thick that whole thing is and how packed with sound that recording is. I don't know if it's just lo-fi or if they're just really, really filling up your ears. And it's relentless. That's like a 6.5 minute song where they don't really give you a chance to come up for air. That was, of course, off the Raging Wrath of the Easter Bunny demo from 1986. And I'm really glad that that still stacks up. That's definitely been a cassette that I've had in my deck this summer. After that, we kind of calmed it down for a second with that piano intro and then went right into Hank Wood and the Hammerheads from New York. That was a song, I Can't Stay, from their self-titled LP that came out last year. Oof, I'm really stoked on that band. And then after that, we just went right back into the Punishment with the first two songs off of the four songs cassette that Enemy put out. That was Slobs and then Lies. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. Once again, my name is Michael from the North Bay. We're kind of rounding out this summer by going back and listening to some good skate cassettes, some good cassettes to get on a bus and let the whole thing go. This next one, I want to listen to the whole thing. This is a flexi, so it's not something you can take with you, but I've got a copy of it on a dubbed cassette that I've been listening to on the bus quite a bit. And it's three songs, and I want to hear the whole thing. I want to enjoy letting that whole thing breathe. So this is Skeleton. This is their Flexi number one that came out in 2016. This song is called Locked Up. We'll be right back.
Fuck me, was it everything you needed? Did it make you feel complete, or did it make you feel completed? Or did you lose just like every other time you've lost? You have a god, you have a boss, no matter what you call, it's all the same. The same, the same, the same. The same, the same, the same. The same, the same, the same, the same, the same, the same, the same. And I don't wish your predicaments, it's not the only thing I miss. What was the same? In the morning when I wake, I push my doubts around my plate, and then I eat what I've been given to eat, because it's all the same. The same, the same, the same, the same, the same, the same, the same. And I don't wish to be overthinking this, it's not the only thing I missed while I was asleep. And in the morning when I wake, I push my doubts around my plate, and then I eat what I have been given to eat. You know it's all the same to me. It's all the same to me.
Such a soft spot in my heart for that song. I am so glad that we got to finish that big landslide of music with Mal Blum. We started that off with Flexi One by Skeleton. That was the whole thing, all three songs off of that one. It started with Locked Up, and then we went to the song Change Me, and then the song Torture by Skeleton from Kazakhstan. It's just a dark, intense record. It really doesn't let up, and they're super consistent throughout the whole thing. That's why I'm really glad we got to digest that whole thing in one. After that, we went to the song The Band Glue. That was the song Hunger from their self-titled from 2017, Glue from London. That's a banger of a song. It fit real nice. I really enjoyed that one. And after all of that, like, let's take a second to catch our breath. That was Mal Blum with the song Well Fuck off of the Pity Boy 12-inch that came out this last year. I just got a chance to see Mal Blum for the first time this last weekend at the Parkside here in San Francisco. And that show just went off. I don't know if it was just that the crowd was so into it or that band is so tight, but you just believe everything they're saying. It's so true to life music. And that song specifically doesn't hold anything back. So thank you, Mal. You really rounded out my summer real nice.
Thank you for tuning in to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock from around the world
every week for free.
If you like what you hear, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Just go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
For more information about this radio show, check out our website at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio.
Or email us at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
We are also on Twitter, at MRR Radio.
You can listen and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app.
And we appreciate your reviews and ratings.
If you're interested in producing a remote radio show,
email Sam, sam@maximumrockandroll.com.
For review and potential play on the show, send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD-only release and cassette to
MRR P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609, U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is masterfully edited by Brandy Howe, with support from Sam Robinson and overseen by Paul Curran.
And we have a clean version of the show available
thanks to the diligent work of John Carnes.
That's right. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay, and thank you so much for being here with me tonight as we kind of watch the sunset on this Black Hole Summer 2019. This has been a weird one for me. My life is definitely going to change quite a bit starting in September, in about 2 weeks. So I knew that this summer was kind of the last hurrah that I was going to have for a little while. So I wanted to enjoy the sunshine one last bit. I wanted to enjoy just putting a cassette in the deck and letting it go. And the one that really got me was this last year, there's a band from San Francisco called George Costanza. They put out their new EP called The Summer of George, and it's definitely one of the best skate cassettes I've ever heard. It's super consistent. They know exactly what they're doing, and they accomplished so much on this. They just got back from tour, and I was seeing every stop they had. Everybody was flying on this this Summer of George that they have created. So creating that atmosphere of enjoying the end of this little vacation that we're having in the sunshine really rounded out this summer. So I want to close tonight with 2 songs off their cassette, kind of Let It Go. This is like the middle of the first side of it. We're going to hear the song Summer of George and then the song Cannonball. And I hope you're on a board or you're out doing something while this plays, because the best way to enjoy it is to have your blood pumping. So once again, my name is Michael from the North Bay. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. I hope you made it through the summer okay, and I hope the fall is going to be just as good. Let's close it out with George Costanza off of the Summer of George EP. This song is called Summer of George.
Like a dude.